Good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story and what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a Bass and Talk Show. I'm your host, Bat Renwick. Give it up for yourself, Bass Galaxy. Come on. It's Wednesday night. Yeah. Come on. All right. Hey, Ryan Popcorn Whitaker is in transit, and sitting in for Ryan tonight is the one and only hip-hop fisherman. It's the one and only JP. Hi. His Royal Highness in the studio tonight. Welcome, JP.
He's
back. JP's here to guide us along tonight and also talk about the big South Shore Bass Open coming up in less than a month. Biggest derby to ever hit the Chicagoland area. And JP, speaking of derbs, there's a little derb going on at Old St. Clair. You know what I mean? Yeah. A very important EQ, and we have the one and only Brad Leitner and Bassmaster Elite Series angler Austin Felix coming on with Jamie Bruce tonight live.
Those EQ guys.
Yeah. Live from Clair. That's right. And we're just going to talk bassing in Clair. You know what I mean?
This is weird way back here in Andy's spot. I've never been back
in the ninja spot back there. That's why that's all sneaky back there. I just see the top of your eyes.
He's got bottles of booze back here.
I guess all kinds of stuff.
Porno mags.
That's from the Whiskey Gypsy. That's from old Luke Foley, the Whiskey Gypsy. He was just in the...
There's all kinds of hand lotion back here.
Weird. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hey, want to remind everybody, speaking of the Whiskey Gypsy and Tin Cup Whiskey, like and share this live Facebook feed for your opportunity to win a Tin Cup box of pleasure straight to your door, Bass Galaxy. Like and share J.R. Ewing, Rock and Chill Fantasy. He's in the chat board section. Send him some stuff. Say hi to JR. Also, get this. Brad Leitner is sponsored by FXR. That's a apparel company. And Brad asked if we would give away an FXR gift certificate tonight. Dude, it's for $100. That's nuts. So like and share the live Facebook feed, and Brad's going to hook you up. I thought that was pretty cool of him. For an opens competitor right there.
That is.
Not bad. And JP, you're sampling the tequila back there, I noticed.
I thought that was vodka. Put it in my energy drink, and it's not so great.
Yeah. Wow.
We're going to make do.
Yes, that's Proximo Spirits, who is part of the Tin Cup family.
And it happened.
That's expensive tequila, I guess.
Oh, we're doing it.
I don't know what it is. Hey, like I said, like and share in the this live Facebook feed, Rock and Show Fantasy. Going to send us random winners at the end of the broadcast picked live. Hey, you know who's producing the heck out of this thing? It's Andrew Ellenberger. He's a ginger ninja live from Hobart, Indiana. What's up, Gingy?
How are you?
Ginge.
Yeah.
Guess what? Guess where the guys are fishing tomorrow?
My old home pond over there.
That's right. Your pond, Ginge.
Yeah.
You've Lucky won guys, out man. There, you've lost out there, you've laughed out there, you've cried out there.
Pretty much, yep.
But you love Old St. Clair, don't you? It's one of your favorite lakes, isn't it?
It's my favorite place in the world, yep.
Dude, it really is a beautiful fishery, and I'm glad to see these opens guys basically are going to, for lack of a better term, Andy, open our eyes up more to this amazing fishery. Every time a big league derb goes there, we learn more, don't we?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of anglers too in that open, so it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, and some hashtag jackpotters too. We'll talk
a little bit
on the St. Clair Hot Topics coming up. Gingy, big show tonight. You excited?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
let's get it going.
Let's get on with some business. You want to pay a few bills, JP? You want to help me pay a few bills around here?
Yeah, if I know them.
Well, let's try. Let's see what we can do.
We got Tin Cup Whiskey sponsor on the show.
you're happy about that. Hey, of course, you know about the Pistol Pete Presbyora Premium Pro Pack at OmniaFishing.com, don't you?
No.
Ginge,
tell me about it.
Ginge, can I get some infomercial music? Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking. You're speaking my language. That's right. OmniaFishing.com Premium Pro App. Access to information on lakes across the country. Viable information to help you catch more fish. Also, JP, I know you're a shopper. You like to shop. You like to make shopping carts just like Andrew Ellenberger. You get a Premium Pro discount with the purchase of the Premium Pro app. OmniaFishing.com.
Even if I'm just a weekend warrior?
Even if you're just a weekend warrior coming out to play.
Thank God.
That's all it is. Hey, you remember the Revo Premiere?
I do.
I know that you've toyed with it. Is that a good word? Toyed in the past. And Abu Garcia has sent me an iCast sneak peek release of the brand new Revo Premiere. Look at this sexy, sleek, beautiful creature right here. It's a.
I gotta look at the camera. Yeah, can't see over the TV.
It's kind of a metallic silver with red accents and a real cool one piece carbon fiber handle, oversized knobs. Comes in a 6.7:1 and an 8.1:1. Hey, the new Revo Premiere available soon after iCast. Check it out. You saw it here first or second or third or 10th. I don't even know. Maybe we'll get in trouble, JP. Who knows? We'll be available immediately at OmniaFishing.com.
You saw it here first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hey, JP, who's your favorite jig company in the world?
It's called Tightrope Fishing.
Tightropefishing.com. How special is Tightrope Fishing to you, JP?
A little bit special.
It's a little bit special because you are co-owner. Of Tightrope Fishing.
It pays the bills.
They are the only jig company that makes the HD jig, named after me, Henry Dinkler. That's right. And also Amazing Spinner Baits and the original.
You did name it HD.
Baby Firework Tightrope Jig. Right, JP?
Yeah, of course.
In fact, the
Super Jig. That's what we call it.
The Super Jig. The first Baby Firework Super Tightrope Jig. In fact, you guys filmed it on a tightrope trapeze act in Chicago.
Yeah, that's why I was out for 6 years.
Yeah, but now you're back and you're better than ever. Tightropefishing.com.
Fell off that
home
shit.
Of the JP High. All right there. Hey, JP, I know. Hey, Andy, are you available right now? Is Andy Ellenberger in the house?
Yeah, what's up?
Andy, I want you to testify real quick. Can I get a testimony? Yeah. Can I get a witness to the prowess of Impulse Lithium? Ginge. You've been putting them to use. I know that you've been smashing with them.
Yeah, I've been hitting them hard.
The last
just
few weeks.
Don't quit either. It's,
what do you think?
It's power all day. It's crazy.
Okay. Are you skipping a beat or not skipping a beat?
Never skip a beat.
You're not skipping a beat.
And I had everything from the 36 volt, 60 amp to the cranker. And then I got the 16 volt running the graphs. I mean, I got them all and they just run all day.
Full.
You barely put a dent in them. Yep.
Impulse power through the whole Bass Kitty right now.
How many days do you get without charge?
Two or three at least.
Yeah. I mean,
that's running them hard.
That's kind of a mixed question too. You could get that. I don't not. I always charge. I don't know about you, Ginge, but
it just depends what kind of lake you're fishing too.
I know guys who don't charge till they kill it.
I get you. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know. But Andy, I mean, it's happening. It's happening for you now, the Impulse Lithium deal. And don't forget, tournament incentives at ImpulseLithium.com for all you derbers.
Like
check it
500
out.
$500 bucks. So
500 bones. And if you're a guy like Andy that finishes no less than second, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Right, Andy?
Well, I did get a third once.
Oh, you got a third. You old sailor, you. All right, Andy. Sorry to keep you from your duties. I just wanted you to pop in. For the Impulse Lithium. Hey, we got any Whiskey Gypsies in the house? Speaking of pop-ins?
I don't think so. He's MIA today, so.
He's at some steakhouse.
Oh, you know what?
They don't have Wi-Fi.
I forgot. He's at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah,
he's up in the mountains. And congratulations to Luke and Courtney on their engagement. Yes, after the Straight Cash Show last week, Gingy, he slipped the knot.
Whoa.
Whatever that means. Yeah. He proposed.
My knots never slip.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You tied the JP knot.
Yeah.
Hey, Gingy. Well, with that being said, why don't we put those power poles down? We got Austin Felix. We got Brad Leitner. And we got Jamie Bruce. And, of course, Ryan Popcorn Whitaker on the road to here. Okay. Hey, JP. You look good back there.
Whoa, it's a long way back
You
here.
Look good back there.
I don't know where to look.
Hey,
I don't know what's
JP.
Going on.
Put the power poles down. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge. And just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking. All in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new PowerPole Move Brushless Trolling Motor. This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Want to know the difference between Power Bait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have. Thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural. Man-made. Every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, Power Bait is the only one that has scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Omnia Premium Pro gives you the confidence to eliminate dead water on thousands of lakes across the U.S. Exclusively on the Omnia app, use 10 unique data layers containing critical real-time mapping information to see water temperature, water clarity, contours, lake bed hardness, and important weather data all in one place. Matched with Omnia's loyalty credit program on all your tackle and gear needs, this is the only app you need in your arsenal for success on the water.
Come take part in the inaugural South Shore Bass Open, which is set to be the largest team tournament with the highest payouts ever seen on Illinois and Indiana waters of Lake Michigan, coming to Hammond Marina August 3rd through 4th, 2024. Lake Michigan and its tributaries are home to impressive mixed bags of largemouth and smallmouth bass that are sure to create exciting weigh-ins for spectators and anglers alike. Bring your family and friends to Hammond Marina to enjoy food and beverages, along with tackle and boat vendors, kids games, a live DJ, and of course a live weigh-in where a first place prize of up to $30,000 will be awarded. Based on 150 boat field. Thanks to collaboration with the Horseshoe Hammond Casino, Hammond Marina, South Shore Conventions and Visitors Authority, and CalSAG Bass Anglers. Registration is live for the South Shore Bass Open at southshorecva.com/SS Bass Open.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Remember, Bass Galaxy, like and share this live Facebook feed for your opportunity to win a tin cup box of fun to the door, as well as a Brad Leitner special gift. Hey, right now we're going to the Rock City, Detroit, live from the Bassmaster EQ Opens at Lake St. Clair. Let's bring them in, Bass Galaxy. We have the one and only Bassmaster Elite Series angler, Austin Felix, and Opens competitors, Jamie Bruce and Brad Leitner. Welcome to the Straight Cast Into the Great Wide Opens collab show, boys.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing great, bud. How are you?
I mean, I don't think I've ever been better during this show than right now, if that makes any sense.
Makes sense.
Jamie, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, bud. I'm just
okay, give me an internet high five. Jamie, there he is. Jamie, Sasquatchy, and Bruce live in a hotel room at Lake St.
Clair. Does this count as cyberbullying?
Yeah, this is cyberbullying, I think. It is. Mm. Anytime we have a Straight Cast show, you know that. This is, but it's not. It's cyberbassing. Cyberbassing bullying. Look at Austin Felix over there. You look good, bud. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, you look good. I'm just going to call you Wolfric for the entire. You are now Wolfric Felix.
I don't have any German in me.
Well, yeah, you have the competitive nature of a German. Let's just say it that way.
I'm not sure I want that.
Look at you, Brad. You mean you look, you're dressed exactly as you did for Matt Robertson's wedding, and you look phenomenal.
I haven't got a haircut in a year, so I'm thinking it's about due pretty soon.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I like it. You look how you sound.
Is that cyberbullying?
That's cyberbullying, Bruce. Come on. You're from Canada. You can't do that crap.
You call me Saskatchewan, Squamscat. Yeah, I'm all tongue twisted.
Sasquatchian.
From Saskatoon.
Hmm. Austin, man, I'm happy to have you back on the Stray Cast Show.
Anytime, buddy. It was easy. I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. No, dude, for real. And it's always like, you might not know it, but this year when I'm traveling with the elites, I always like running into you because you always make me smile. Even if you're not doing anything, you just make me smile for some reason. So I appreciate that from you. So thank you, Wolfric.
You make me smile as well. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I missed it. What is the word to have a cocktail tonight?
We didn't do the tin cup whiskey word of the week because Foley wasn't here and I got all thrown off of my kilter. And I'm wearing a kilt right now.
Wearing a kilt?
Yeah. So actually, Jamie, what should we do as the tin cup whiskey word of the week? You want to do St. Clair Opens? Let me just get everybody sauced.
Well, that's too. We got to do drop shot.
Drop shot, okay. Shaky minnow. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Pop or the studio. We could do
live scope,
so any word we say, take a sip of tin cup whiskey or any beverage of your choice. It could be a cafe con leche or an ice cold Coca-Cola. But as Austin Felix always says, please sip responsibly.
So any word, that's what we
any word we say, take a sip if you want. Foley's on vacation, but he's calling him off. Look at you, Brad Leitner. Tin cupping up, night before a derb.
Every time Brad takes a sip, you have to take a sip. How about
that's a good one.
Yeah, okay, go. There it is.
I'm behind.
Yeah, okay, Ryan Popcorn Whitaker's catching up. He's in the house now with JP High. Hey, Austin, again, I'm happy that you're here. And I got a couple basic questions for you before we get into some Claire juice. Okay. And I got to ask you, I mean, Austin, you seem like a very intelligent man and you do, you really do. And I want to ask you this. Why do you love Bassin so much if it's such a heartbreaker? You know what I mean? It's like a worse heartbreaker than the best gal you ever dated that dumped you. If that makes any sense. It's like Bassin is such an up and down sport, Austin, and you being at the highest level of competitive bass fishing, you live that up and down more than anybody. Why do you love it so much?
I'm pretty good at it, and I don't have to do an office job.
There you go. I like that answer. Yes, very
the
true.
The fact that it always changes. Nothing's ever the same. There's always a new puzzle, and the downs aren't as rough as you think, and the highs are higher than you would think, so.
Very good answer.
Even out.
The downs are not as down as you think, but the highs are often higher than you may think. I like that. I like that. That's good. So why in the hell is Bassin so important to you? Why is it so important? I mean, I know office job, whatever, real job, but why is it so important?
No, I mean, at this point, it's just a way of life. Like, I leave for 2 months at a time, and I get home and the next day I'm still working on tackle. When you're at this level, it's more an obsession than anything else. And
gotcha.
If it's not, you're probably in the wrong line of work.
What's the difference between an obsession and an addiction, Austin? Is Bassin an addiction or an obsession?
Bass fishing?
What's that?
Good tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Huh?
I'm not going to end up in the hospital probably unless I
get good. That's a great answer.
Yeah. I was going to say,
yeah,
it's safe. Meetings.
People tell you to stop. If it's an addiction, people usually tell you to stop.
Okay. But
if somebody tells you to stop,
there
fishing,
people that'll, we'll get into this conversation.
Those are toxic people and get them out of your life.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody post I'm 6 months sober from fishing?
And then post how much more money they have in their bank account.
Got my 90 day coin. No, I hear you, bud. And this is a very important tournament for you, Austin, as well as you, Brad, and as well as you, Jamie. But I mean, this tournament that you're about to fish tomorrow, Austin, is in no disrespect, you're on a cusp right now. During, you know, I think I looked at you're in the upper 50s. in the standings, and a win here would mean a lot. Take some pressure.
I think in the elites right now, if I did the math, I roughly need a top 20 for the next two elite events for New York, which is a tall task. At the same time,
you did it last year.
So, I mean, this is kind of, it's the northern swing. We got two in Minnesota, so that's kind of why I wanted to jump in this. You get to knock the rust off smallmouth fishing. This will be my first smallmouth event of the year, and it's always fun to get out here. And a lot of my best buds are fishing the opens now, and I don't get to hang out with them near as often as I used to. So,
like Choder.
Yeah, like Choder. So, yeah. All the best things. You get 5 days of practice, so it's not super intense. Like, we didn't go out and practice today because the weather wasn't great. We went and got Eggs Benedict.
Just laid back a little bit. Laid back. I like it. And again, a very important tournament. But still, you have a peaceful, easy feeling, it seems like. I like it. I like it out of you, Austin. Usually. Even if you're frazzled, you don't show you're frazzled. Do you break things in private?
No.
Okay.
You're always about it.
You did curse.
Straight and curse a little bit, but
not like Brad.
Only break things by accident.
Okay. Brad, this is a very important tournament to you, bud. I mean, you're fishing all nine again this year. And I mean, you gotta do well, Brad. How many you guys got left, Jamie, this year? How many is that on the total EQs? Four total. Brad, you got a smash on all of them, right?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much out of it this year at this point. I mean, you never know what'll happen, but, you know, I want to finish the year strong and build momentum for next year, whatever I decide to do.
Okay. And always staying positive. That's one thing that I noticed about you, Brad. Real talk. I mean, you're never really like, this completely sucks, this is bullshit, I'm out of here. I mean, you may think it, but you don't convey it. And you have a positive nature to you, Brad, whether you know that or not.
Yeah, I think sometimes I'm positive. I mean, the alternative is like,
sorry to stump you,
not that much fun. So, I mean, bass fishing's, I mean, at the end of the day, you have a good tournament, you have a bad tournament, but you're doing something you absolutely love. And I mean, you can't really have a bad day at that, you know? You learn and move forward, and it's been a learning curve the last couple of years, I'll tell you that. I'm not used to doing middle of the road or worse, and it's been a learning curve. I mean, steadily getting better, but it's a long, hard road.
Yeah, I mean, and you're persevering. Austin, this guy was the king of Minnesota for a while. I think, you know, Brad set some stones when it comes to bassing in Minnesota. And I know it's bassing is a humbling sport, man. It's a humbling sport. And you, Jamie Bruce, the Sasquatchy and Snow Yeti, dude, you're here for this Northern Swing. And I mean, it's serious business to you. New father, host to Get the Net podcast, at home tournament, multi-species fish location presentation in Fisherman System in Canada. You're always doing that. Ice fishing and everything. Yeah. And now you're here in the opens with aspirations and dreams of still fishing a Bassmaster Classic, winning a Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah. Like, no matter how much is going on, like, you got to keep your feet in it. Like, in a sport like this, if you sit on the sidelines for a year, you're toast. And it's, you got to keep your competitive edge. I'm getting old and gray and fat. And,
you look good, though.
You can't just sit out. Like, you got to, you know, you got to grind her out. And this one, like, I was so pissed off at the Jack Potters last year. I shouldn't say Jack Potters. Like, I'm doing all three in a division, but, you know, these guys are getting late in the season. They're getting run down, tired from Oklahoma. And, you know, I'm fresh as a daisy, just having fun out there. And it's a lot easier of a road. And it's, I mean, where else, like, what other sport can you just sign up? We got Taku, Austin, Fighter, like, the list goes on and on and on. You could just sign up, throw a couple grand in, and go fish against guys you've been watching on TV and just absolute legends. And and you get a shot at beating them, or at least, you know, taking off beside them. So yeah, there ain't nothing like that.
And let the bassin do the talking.
Yeah. Sure, or not. Either way, you're still gonna be floating around.
Austin, last year, I remember that you, on the way to Claire, was it the Elites, you got hit by like a bus full of Amish ladies going to Rumspringer or something? Spring break?
I didn't ask where they were going, but yeah.
Oh, Swedish bikini team Amish girls? What was it?
We were going around Chicago in a city bus, freaking smoked the back of my boat. Fortunately, I left an extra day early, but yeah, I popped my head into the truck or into the bus just to make sure everybody's okay back there. And yeah, it was just beards and top hats as far as you can see.
Here's what people don't know is that Austin Felix actually, the Mercury was on the ground. He and a bunch of Chicago passerbyers picked up the Mercury, reinstalled it on the back of the boat, and that Mercury got him all the way to Detroit. And that's your Mercury move of the day with Austin Felix. Story I just made up right here on Straight Cast. But no, I mean, that was a crazy turn of events. I know, I remember seeing the Phoenix all banged up, man. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it was a really stressful situation. Fortunately, Phoenix stepped up huge. Like, I got in touch with my rep, Steve Manson. Like, he got in touch with the factory, and like the next boat off the floor was hooked up to Andy's truck, the service provider, and he towed it straight to Chicago for me without anything on it. The Phoenix dealership down there, which I can't remember its name, sent a couple guys in on Sunday, their off day.
And the Bedford, I think. Yeah.
And we ripped that boat. We ripped my boat apart and installed everything. And here you go, like 8 hours. And I was on my way by midnight Sunday morning. I got in here about sunrise, about first day of practice.
Oh my gosh. And then let's fish a major tournament for $100,000. Let's go. Yikes. Vito, how'd you do at that tournament?
Missed the 50 cut by like less than a half a pound. Caught 19 pounds a day and just missed it.
That was a weird event too. I mean, just as far as like cookie cutters. We'll talk about that in a minute. Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. Austin, do you know Ryan Whitaker, my cohort here? My co-host, this is Popcorn Whitaker.
By reputation.
By reputation. I like it.
Is that good or bad?
That's not good.
He's the co-creator of the tightrope jig, the fancy tightrope jig. And Ryan is very tight with your friend, Ronnie Moore, Austin. In fact, he probes Ronnie all the time. If you listen to the Straight Cast, there's a lot of probing that goes on for information.
Mm-hmm.
And
early in the week.
Early in the evening.
Yeah.
When the sun is sinking low.
That's right.
Ryan, you found out some interesting stuff about Bassmaster Elite Series champion. ROI, Austin Felix.
I did. I was laying underneath my truck all day today, and I got him on speakerphone for a...
And Ronnie helped you out.
Mechanical probing. So what I got some stats here. I got some stats for Austin. Austin, you fished 65 tournaments in your Bassmaster career. Been to 4 classics. You got 48 checks out of the 65. Damn good.
Ooh. 48 out of 65?
Yeah.
You shook your head like you didn't like that or something.
Yeah.
It's skewed.
Yeah.
I think the last year I was, or the first year I fished, that when the switch happened, they paid everybody like at least $2,500. So like,
that's right.
Oh, and I
fished that deal, got checks in every event every year. So if you like, I got 9 checks that year. Realistically, I think I cashed in like, you got 7 $10,000 checks.
Well,
subtract two off.
Whatever. He's still a hell of an angle.
Yeah,
all right, we're going stats.
You're on the Elite Series, so that counts for something.
Yeah, exactly.
One win, Oahu 2022. 11 top tens.
Whoa.
2,336 pounds of bass.
2,000. What? How many?
2,336. Pounds.
And how many derbs?
65.
65 derbs, 2,000.
Yeah.
300.
Yeah.
36 pounds of
microtoparosis. 537,653 dollars in the career. And what that comes out to is every pound of bass you catch is worth $230.
$230 a pound average. That's pretty good, Austin. That's
good.
We had some Wagyu steaks tonight that were almost that much.
So now you're in the red.
And what what's better than that?
No, I didn't. Thanks, Chris.
Brad loves ketchup.
What's better than that is each tournament you're fishing, you're averaging $8,271.
That'll keep me there.
That's solid.
That'll keep you there, he says.
That's solid.
It is solid.
That's a higher number than we've been hearing.
Well, he's a derber. These Minnesota guys can catch him.
Yeah.
Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Yanks.
As long as you're over the entry fee.
The North will rise again.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to
not too far north. We won't give Bruce any thoughts.
Hey, the Saskatchewanian Sasquatch and Snow Yeti is a force to be reckoned with in his own right. Yeah. And I hear he's on a pod. Not a podcast, but on a pod of fish.
Magnums?
Yeah, Magpod.
Mag pod.
We talking about a pod on a pod?
A pod on a pod on a pod of podness. Let's talk about St. Clair. I know that there's a lot of buzz and a hubbub going on about St. Clair. And this is a little segment that Jamie Bruce named Lake St. Clair Hot Topics. You guys want to talk about Lake St. Clair Hot Topics?
I didn't name it that.
You really didn't.
I'm trying to look at his setups in the corner there.
Yeah, what has he got over there?
Those are my co-angler's poles. I brought them back home.
Where's that guy at? Is he right there next to you?
The boys went to the Texas Roadhouse. I went slumming it in Panda Express.
Hell yeah.
The same bud from Hartwell?
No, that guy's a true legend.
He's not coming back after spending the day at the dock?
No, that's so we got to cut you off here, Pat.
Yeah, go.
I brought Betty to Hartwell. The first year I missed registration, I was on the waiting list, so I didn't get to go to the first open. So I went to Cherokee and Hartwell for the Southerns. And at the second one at Hartwell, I brought a co-angler with me, a buddy from home. And, you know, he's a hardcore angler and a good dude. We had a lot of laughs, but he drew out a kid on day two, and the guy, his live scope died at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And it's Hartwell, like you can go to the bank or the top wall, you can go fishing. And he just quit. He called. Hank was like, no, man, you can't weigh in yet. Like the guy just,
he pouted. Was done.
He went to his parents' Airbnb and they just came down with like Coca-Colas and peanut butter sandwiches. And the guy was just complaining, getting in a fight with his girlfriend and his mom over being a quitter on the dock. And my buddy's just standing there through this, just like casting off the back of the boat.
Caught a 20-pound satchel right there off the dock.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
That's nuts, dude.
But anyway, it's not him. It's my buddy Rob from back home. He fishes one tournament a year with me, and it's during lacrosse this year, so he came down to this one instead. And
nice,
he was just, he doesn't really care about bass fishing. He was just praying to God he didn't end up with some 20-year-old idiot in a bass cat going 80 miles an hour across the ocean.
Just getting slammed.
Yep.
Nice. Hey, anyway. I mean, that's a St. Clair hot topic, dude. Getting slammed on the ocean. That's for sure. I mean, one thing that you guys have to deal with, that sounded wild, getting slammed on the ocean. I think I saw that video, actually.
It was a Chris Isaac video.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yes, it was. It was. As well as Spaceballs, too. That was really good. Hey, the weather, the wind on St. Clair is a huge factor. I mean, it's something you guys... So what does that do to the scopers? The guys with the small shafts. You know what I mean, Jamie? What does that do?
It makes everything harder. It puts boat control experience back into more seasoned guys, I'd say. Or like people that are really, really doing it. It takes out a lot of luck. You'll see the best scopers. They're still going to catch them. It doesn't matter how much it's blowing. They're still going to catch them scoping. But, you know, if you got a guy that takes 5 to 8 seconds to line up his cast and there's one floating by and, you know, he takes that time and is not confident up there or doesn't have a lot of time on it, they're not going to get that fish. So
that's what I'm saying is, like, on Claire, I've been out there and it's you. So the weather is wild and your transducer is not even in the water. That's what I meant.
You got to go with the waves. Right.
Yeah. You got to pray to God you don't get a big Bubba Coe angler. I had a 400 pounder on St. Lawrence last year, and I was fishing the mouth of the lake, and the wind was coming in big. I got the big lund, the big shaft, everything.
Yeah.
And Buddy was like old counterweight on a freaking skid steer back there. She was just popping out. So I took all the tackle in the boat and I stuffed it into my front lockers for tomorrow.
I mean, that's a big deal, ain't it? If you're out scoping.
Oh,
in that kind of weather? Austin, you're just smirking over there.
Because I got bass breaks, so it doesn't really matter.
You got those back trolling motors?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when I was out with Milliken at Lake Fork, he was coming back and was that Lake Fork or Toledo Bend? I don't know, but it was shitty weather. What's the one where you got to run the stump lanes, Austin?
Toledo.
That's okay. Okay. Well, dude, he had that those brakes and they were just flailing in the back. And he's like, "Hey, Pat, be careful. That one on your side is loose." And it was just going toom, 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 toom. Anyway, those help, huh? That's the deal, huh? In this kind of weather, Austin?
They help in this weather. Honestly, they help more when it's dead calm.
Okay.
Because you can still go really fast. Like, you can have your trolling motor 80 and 90 and cover a lot more water, but if you don't have them, you tend to like run over a lot of the fish before you like can get a bait on them or before they're too close. So just like being able to hit the brakes, but at the same time, being able to slow yourself down on a drift when there's a lot of wind and you're going with them.
Especially on Claire.
You have to be really careful though. The first time you forget that they're down and you take off on plane, you will snap them.
That happens.
So yeah, it's a learning process. A lot of people snap. I'm pretty sure everybody probably snaps one the first year when they have them, just because you're not used to having, you don't remember at this point. It's kind of,
sure.
I know that they're back there, so I'm pretty careful with them, and they've been great.
Do you feel it's a crucial element to your success in live scoping to have those breaks?
It definitely is helpful. Like, everybody here would be a better scoper if they had them on their boat. Like,
wow,
it makes you more effective. You can cover more water but still not run over fish.
Okay. Right.
I might take those off his boat tonight when he goes to bed.
He might not even know
he won't even know until he gets to the first spot and hits the button and it's not even there.
And they work great for Bill Dance trolling motor only lakes.
Yeah,
they should try that. Yeah, I mean, it really increases the power. Hey, a St. Clair hot topic. Jamie is boat traffic. There's a lot of, Don Johnson type boats out there.
Oh yeah. Almost had to deal with the Rodney Dangerfield incident in the river.
You scratch my anchor.
Yeah. I said, they can keep this fucking place. I just left.
What was going on? What were they doing?
Well, I went into the St. Clair River on the Sunday of 4th of July weekend on about the nicest damn day of the year. So it was my fault, but I just sat down on a spot and, you know, we beat the boat up 7 or 8 miles up there, sat down on a spot and a yacht was coming right for us. Like, both of us were looking at which side we were going to jump off the boat, and old Rodney just turned her just in time. And I just picked up the trolling motor and cast and banged her 8 miles back to the lake.
You just heard some super loud Hall and Oates.
Yeah, they were just kisses on my list. Super loud. Yacht Rock playing loud.
If I died but in a boat accident to Hall and Oates, I don't know if I'd ever forgive myself.
Ryder listens to the Yacht Rock.
I think I'd like a good like Fleetwood Mac. That'd be a good way to perish.
Yeah, definitely. But they play Fleetwood Mac on Yacht Rock. They also play Seals in Croft. Did you know that?
No.
Michael McDonald's a mainstay.
I don't know where this is going, but I do know that it's a perfect segue. Speaking of Elite Series anglers, Austin, you know, there's a lot of jackpotters at this deal. Smallmouth experts like Wolfric Felix and Taku Itu. I mean, Death Spider, all kinds of smallmouth experts. What do you think about that? What's that?
Ban them all.
Cliff them all. Mm. Well, I mean, it's a hot topic. Everybody's like, oh yeah, these guys are all going to. I mean, but here's the deal: it's an important tournament for people that maybe are not doing as well in the standings, and it shows they care. They're keeping their skills sharp.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I don't know how the EQ points work. So if like a non-EQ angler finishes between two EQ anglers, do they get the additional point?
No.
They don't.
What your spot is.
Okay. That's like maybe the only thing like I'd change. So like you could lump them all together and everybody would slide up. So it's just EQ anglers all together. Then it wouldn't have any point effect.
Right. In a separate category. Yeah. Could you do that?
I mean, it'd just be a separate point system. Like, it wouldn't affect payouts or anything like that.
True, because you're already at the place you need to be.
Yeah, right. It would create space.
That is true. That's a good point.
But it could be beneficial, too, though, if you're looking for a little separation. You know, some of these guys make some space in there, and you're ahead of them. And, you know,
yeah, but I'm
some guys, too.
Like, I don't know if it really is that's a good thing or not. Essentially, the later events in the year, the later events in each division have less boaters, and guys like Brad, who are probably going to have a better second half of the season than they would a first half of the season, obviously want a fair shake at it. And if there's less guys, then the guys from the South who nailed it in Florida and who are used to that kind of fishing got more points because there was more boats kind of deal. It's the same stuff you deal with if you're fishing a circuit around home. We used to deal with the same thing on Denny's, the last event of the year. If guys didn't do well, half the field threw their fish back. And if you're running for angler of the year in Denny's, it was really hard to make up points because guys would just mail it in when they didn't get the last event and fish, and you couldn't make up the points. So it'd be better if,
like a monkey wrench.
Yeah, if you knew everybody from the EQs were in their own separate system, that I think that would probably make it a little easier for everybody.
Interesting point.
It'd be an easy thing to do, too.
Yes. Just
keep them all. Everybody that's doing them all.
What do you think of that, Brad Leitner?
I think that's above my pay grade.
I know we're having a bass club meeting here.
Yeah, basically we are having a bass club meeting.
Well, the only thing I know, in the first time in the history of the Bassmaster Opens, there's 25 guys from Minnesota fishing as a pro. That's unheard of. Usually it's like 3 or 2 or 5.
Yeah.
Like this northern swing has got a lot of people out and excited about it. So I think it'd be a good thing for bass in general, just to get more people from the Midwest interested in it.
Yeah. I signed up, even though I'm realistically going to maybe get a day and a half of practice on leech. Unfortunately, we're going to be at St. Lawrence the week before. So like if you make Sunday, you have a 20-hour drive. If you do it all immediately, you're there at Tuesday morning earliest.
Right.
So that gives you half a Tuesday and half a Wednesday.
No, you'll be there Monday at 4 p.m. You'll be fine.
They call that John Cox in Austin. Yeah, that's what that's called.
He's got 2 drivers and 3 boats and a wife that's willing to drive. My wife is 8.5 months pregnant right now.
With Wolfric?
Junior.
Junior Wolfric.
Hey, St. Clair is loaded with fish. I mean, it's one of my funnest, most funnestest ever places to fish in the world, because there's even a guy that sucks at smallmouth like myself can catch them there. But here's the thing. It's catching the right size, ain't it, guys? I mean, that's the deal. You can go out and catch them, but it's finding the wad like Brucey's on.
That's new. Where is this wad we're talking about?
Oh, all right, stop playing.
Your home country.
Yes. Yes.
Canada.
Aye. Oh, hey. No, hey. Hey. I is what pirates say. And R.
Hey. Hey, I didn't even, Canadians say.
I didn't even buy a Canadian license. That's how annoyed I am about this place.
I got a Canadian one and I got a Walpool one. I got $200. You know, fishing license. Michigan has the most expensive fishing licenses in North America.
Yeah,
that's brutal.
Oh, that's good fishing though.
The Indian spot you have. What is it called? Walpool?
Walpool First Nation.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy in the woods watching John Cox and I there, and we think he had a gun. He was.
Scary.
He was. I'm not kidding. You ask Johnny. It's like the guy was in the woods, like peeping us. It was weird.
It's survival mode on the Canadian side. You go down like the river and it's just bush on one side and all dock to dock to dock to dock on the other. It's wild.
It's a different land. But I know this is a catch 44 type question, but how in the heck, Austin Felix, do you find those proper sized bass amongst the mega schools?
Yeah, I mean, you just hook as many of them as you can until you figure out if there's a pattern to it. Fortunately, a lot of the fish are in the same spots they were last year.
Okay.
So they're just running the same waypoints. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a giant school here. Okay. The way this lake sets up, there's like four or five big schools. And they just like cover a couple mile area. But they're not like stacked up. They're just wandering around. So you're just going to figure out where the biomass is and then figure out where the bigger ones in the school tend to be, whatever it is, depth range, or if they're just like in a little section. Hopefully catch a few. I haven't found anything real big. Like 4-pounders are good ones right now, from what I can see.
What's the deal? What's it take, to win this deal? How many pounds a day?
Take your time.
23 a day.
23 a day. Okay. You agree with that, Brucey?
Probably. Cowboy was 22 3/4 last year a day. Historically, probably.
A lot of the fish were a lot skinnier last year. Like everything.
That's surprising 2 weeks later. Huh. Weird.
But I mean, like, so New York, this whole season has been so far ahead. Like the invitationals were at Champlain last week and every fish was done spawning basically. Like Champlain never froze last year. And
wow.
Really? In general, it's just like everything seems to be further along. So a lot of the fish that were in the lake that were still super rail skinny post spawn have thickened up a little bit. Like there's still not a lot of fish over 4 pounds. Like there's a lot of 3.5s, but I don't know. It just seems farther along. The fish in Anchor Bay were the fat fish for the whole lake last year.
Austin, can a tournament be won at Lake St. Clair without live scope?
What time of year?
Right now.
No.
The only time it would be what? The spawn? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Okay. Spawn, pre-spawn.
So in 2019, you talked about that transition year. Bill Weidler won the Lake St. Clair event, as we remember. And if you think about it, historically, that was probably the first Bassmaster Elite Series victory with a live scope. And do you think, first off, we know that changed fishing on St. Clair. We know that. Did it change fishing everywhere? Was that going on St. Clair prior to that? It just wasn't all talked about as much. Like,
I mean, Christy won in 17. He's a Garmin guy. I don't know if it was the original Garmin.
Oh, that was the Panoptic.
But mm-hmm. it was like you assume that he was one of a few guys that would break it down before anybody else. I assume it had more to do with it than anything else. There's a lot of really good smallmouth anglers, and while he's on a tier above 99% of us when it comes to smallmouth fishing, a lot of I feel like I could hold my own. The fact that he won here, one of the few guys with the original Panoptics, like I'm pretty sure I could put money that it had something to do with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, in other words, like the Panoptics was the green box, so to speak, of the original live scope, and then it evolved into to the live scope, which Bill used, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Christy, I remember how awkward it was. It was awesome, but it was like, here's Christy. Remember fishing around those buoys with the Panoptics? I was like, wow, okay. There's Jason Christy with a spin pole. I like it.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about it, man. It changed fishing on Lake St. Clair. It changed it.
Changed fishing everywhere.
It changed fishing everywhere. And now, even on a regional championship or a Tuesday night event on St. Clair, it seems that most seasons, with the exception of the spawn, you're not winning unless you have it. Because true or false, Austin, it helps you pick out the right size too? Yes, no?
I mean, yes and no. Yeah, I mean, you have to be really good at it before you start getting that detail oriented.
It's more or less jacking a few and seeing the size of them.
Yeah, you can cover a lot of water and just see where fish are. See, like if you can go for a half a mile and realize I'm in dead water, I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
Brucey, you got the brakes, the live scope brakes on the Lund?
No, I got talons on the big girl. They go down 12 feet, 12 foot. You can't put the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but I next year was
ponying up for, like, you got to go through the registration. They ask what kind of boat, a Lund, power poles or Raptors. I said talons, and make like a separate box and wrote talons one.
Transformers.
You're like the difficult guy when you go out to eat and needs everything special.
Yeah,
that's
right. Raymer, send it back.
And yeah, they're like Lowrance Hummingbird of Garmin. You're like Vexlar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Homemade.
Hand tied. Hey, man.
Make a lung category for you, too?
No.
Cyberbullying.
Other.
Austin got his cyberbullying.
Oh, I know. Hey, I got Austin though back in the day. I got a funny story about he. I've never told him this. I drew him as a co-angler. Me and Gussie went to Beaver Lake in 2016, and I drew Austin. Went fishing with him for the day. He was fishing spawning bass. So we, you know, co-angler on spawners is pretty much a co's worst nightmare. But I didn't care. You know, I was just there. And so we're waiting. You know, he fishes one for 40 or 45 minutes. I'm casting at the same dock for, you know, 40 minutes, just the way of the road. So he catches a few and he's moving along. He's got his limit and works one forever, gets it. And he's like, I think there's one up around the corner. And he's on his way up around the corner. And I'm on, you know, I'm on the back of the boat. So the wave slick, you know, if you've stood in the back of a boat, you can see down way better than the person in the front. It cuts the glare, cuts the wave.
And you're 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look down and there's a big mule right under the boat. Like I think the bigger ones were just like a step out. And I looked down and I was like, I didn't say anything and just kept rolling.
Why did you stand on it?
Oh, I just
keep feeding line. I'm like,
that's what I did. I dropped my tube and just fed until I was into my backing, and then just.
So that tournament was my rookie year, and I got to say that Brucey is a great net man because I had one of those bedfish come off midair, and he snatched it like a lacrosse player.
Nice.
That's an insult to call a Canadian lacrosse player. Like, that's like a goalie snag.
Yeah, but they don't use a fucking stick with a net. I swore so.
That's okay. Right, yeah. What's the Harry Potter game called?
Quidditch? What's
that game? Yes, that game. That's what he was like.
Quidditch. Yeah, Quidditch.
Quidditch player.
He was a Quidditch player.
You guys got a big Quidditch tournament tomorrow, that's for sure. Brad Leitner stepping it up. Brad, blink twice if you're okay. Okay, he's okay.
I'm good, Pat.
No, hey, Brad, I thought it was pretty cool how your folks at over at FXR were willing to do an Into the Great Wide Opens like and share giveaway.
Yeah. And no, that's awesome. Someone's going to get $100 of some really awesome clothing. So
nice.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I hear that you actually get the clothes that Trey McKinney doesn't wear.
I don't fit anybody else. They,
yeah. No, you can't. They're for little people.
That's JT Tompkins.
They're both pretty small. They're very good at angling, I'll give them that, but they're
great
small.
Fishermen.
They're not going to make it on football field.
No, not like you. The
I can't run anymore, so I'd die.
Hey, the Ginger Ninja is going to text you, the lucky winner of the FXR giveaway. $100 from Brad Leitner and FXR. You guys are ballers, bro.
It's for me too, by the way. Because
oh, and you too.
I've been running FXR stuff all year.
Okay, and Austin Feely.
Just because
just
it's so
trying
great.
It out. Yeah.
You like it?
Oh yeah.
You look sexy in it?
It fits in all the right places.
It fits well in your Quidditch.
The whole family pitched in for this one for you. We all pooled our money together. We want to get you something special.
Damn it, Napoleon, money doesn't grow on trees in this family.
You know, we can't afford the fun pack.
I knew Ginge would know. He's the best movie quoter of all time.
That's popcorn back there. Oh, yeah. That's
a common mistake.
Yeah, they're both red-handed. I noticed that that in Austin Felix's pictures, he looks a lot like the Ginger Ninja a lot of times. They could actually be doppelgangers, like our producer, Andrew Ellenberger.
Yeah, it's even more confusing now because Andy's not on camera. So yeah, you so see Ginger, they see a red beard.
And then they're like, oh, that's the red beard pirate we're referring to. So anyway, Austin Felix and Brad Leitner are giving away an FXR $100 pack. Do you guys have the winning information?
I got it, Pat.
You do? Yeah, Gingy, what you got any fanfare? You got any Harry Potter Quidditch music, Ginge? Aha!
On cue.
Andrew Carr.
Andrew Carr, come on down. You won the FXR package courtesy of FXR, Brad Leitner and Austin Felix.
Yeah, you're going to be swagged out.
Swagging it out. Heck yeah. Well, boys, we know you got to get to the office early tomorrow. Austin, Brad, and Jamie, we seriously wish you the best of luck.
What's the forecast for tomorrow?
What is the forecast?
What's the wind forecast?
I think it's blowing mock Jesus or something out there.
Good or bad?
You guys going to get beat the hell up or what?
We get the brakes beat off us tomorrow, I'll tell you that.
See the devil out there tomorrow.
Yeah, you Austin's going to get the brakes beat off the
Lake St. Clair, baby.
Yeah, it is. But you guys be careful out there, please. And good luck to all our horses in the race.
Yeah, good luck.
Out there.
Go catch them
tomorrow. Hey, Austin, Brad, Jamie, thanks for coming on. And Brad and Jamie, amazing job on Into the Great Wide Opens and your coverage of the Bassmaster EQ Opens. Whenever I'm traveling on the elites and people say, we love the open show. Like they're like, we like it better than your show, Pat. And I'm like, thanks. Thanks.
It's just the same guy going tournament to tournament heckling.
Yes, it's the same. Yeah, it's like in, so, it's like in Happy.
One fan we got.
Yeah.
Like, Sizzler, right?
But seriously, yeah,
we'll have to drum up the champ, or well, unless the champ's a brutal talker, then we'll just go keep going down the list.
Yeah. I mean, hey, those top four are staying pretty consistent, aren't they?
Yeah, they might as well just let Fothergill get his rests and haul him on over for next year.
Cody, Fothergill,
yeah,
Hung, Ebear.
She's a battle down below, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The 15th, to, you know, not 20th to 8th-ish zone.
It's going to be EQs. And I hear that there's even more exciting news coming up for the Bassmaster EQs in 2025.
Is that right?
That's a little sneak from our it's an iCast that's not going to be released at iCast.
We're probably going to go to California 2 weeks apart. Is that the news?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It's easy travel, especially in the new economy that's coming up. But anyway, you guys going to iCast?
I will be there.
You will? Are you going, Austin?
I'm having a baby.
That, I mean, congratulations on that too.
Where's it come out on you?
I think it's butthole.
Brad, that was a hypothetical question. Unreal.
You know who the real mother is.
Good luck to you guys. Austin, see you in New York, and Brad, have fun at iCast. Get yourself some deals, would you?
I'll be working on it.
Yeah, you're going to be working the floor.
If anyone's going, you got to go to Howl at the Moon every night because that's the place you hang out.
Oh, go to the Howl at the Moon Cafe and listen to Brad Gordon Lightner Foot.
No, most of the time, Corey or Chris usually does karaoke there. Chris Johnston.
Yeah, Corey, too. He knows that one song.
Yeah, and Corey usually is causing ruckus, but it's a good time.
Howl at the Moon Cafe with Brad Gordon Lightner Foot exclusively at iCast.
The Bradley release. Fitzgerald.
Yes. The big ship they call Chody Goomy.
I hope it doesn't sink.
Legends all say Brad left Anchor Bay.
That his name was the Choder. Early one morning on the Bassmaster EQs, and Choder he left out of anchor.
Austin hit a wave and the ship's Will gave in and he left his bass breaks back behind her.
And you guys should write for like Morgan Wallen.
We are actually. We do. Oh, we are good. Jamie and I do.
All right, boys. Thanks for having us. Really keep it up. Been loving the show.
Like good luck, guys. Peace out. Smash him tomorrow, boys.
See you.
And I mean him back.
See you guys.
Thanks. Thank
you. Austin Felix, Brad Lightner, and Jamie Bruce. Jamie Bruce and Brad Lightner, they host the Into the Great Wide Opens on the Stray Cats Network. Yep. That was fun. I was glad to. We got it. What time is it, boys? Oh, we did. It was good. Just a nice little brief deal. Get them off to work. It's 9 o'clock there.
A briefing.
Yeah, it was a briefing of briefness of the Bass Galaxy State of the Union address.
Yes, sir.
And speaking of the State of the Region address, here in the Chicagoland area, Ryan Whitaker, Popcorn Whitaker, excuse me, and JP, the Hip Hop Fisherman, there's a big tournament coming to the Chicagoland area. JP, perhaps the biggest tournament ever in Chicago. And that's the South Shore Bass Open, JP.
Yeah, I'm going to weigh fish at that bitch.
You are the waymaster of that event.
Yeah.
You're basically the Lisa of that event.
I mean, people ask, it's happening.
Yeah. Yes.
It's happening.
What are you enjoying back there from Proximo Spirits? I see you wobbling a bit now.
Dude, that tequila drink was rough.
Wow. Okay, so you had the tequila and then you switched to the another clear spirit? You have vodka now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was a better mix.
On the one I looking for.
Probably shouldn't have had two drinks.
It went heavy.
And his name was JP. Hi. Ryan, big tournament, dude.
Yeah.
up to $30,000 first place.
Yes, sir.
That's a big deal. It's a team tournament, and it's 2 days, August 3 and 4?
August 3 and 4.
August 3 and 4.
Hammond Marina.
Ryan, people think Chicago, and they think of the tragedy known as the 2000 Bassmaster Classic. No, and really, the 2000 Bassmaster Classic was an awesome event.
They thought of Al Capone, then they thought of Michael Jordan, then they thought of the Bassmaster Classic.
Yes, that's what it was.
Now they think of Ditka. South Shore Bass Open.
They do. But here's the thing, Ryan. There's a lot of, let me put it this way. A lot of people think that Lake Michigan fishing is shitty, but it's coming around. I mean, you go out there and Ryan calls me and he's like, I caught 70 today. What? The little one's like 3 pounds. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, talking
that's a day. That's a, you know, you get a couple guys in the boat, you can do that.
But this is what I think is cool about the South Shore of Lake Michigan. Austin was talking about mega schools on Lake St. Clair, like a big lake like that. That there's, he saw us 3 or 4 mega schools that run miles each.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive, right?
Yep.
But here's what we're seeing. Similar schools on the South Shore of Lake Michigan, not the magnitude, but that's why this place is improving. Of course, the food source, of course, the water quality.
Yeah.
But the fishing isn't they just, where are they coming from?
It's getting, well, so this is not a proven theory, but I think anyone that's fished the Great Lakes over the last 20 years would say the same. The Great Lakes are the only fisheries that are actually getting better. Not the only, there's some other lakes getting better because of grass or whatever, but the Great Lakes are continuously getting better still since the introduction of zebra mussels and gobies.
And it's that
because it cleared them up and it's still getting better. Like the progression's still going. That was in the 80s, I believe, 90s when all that was introduced.
Right.
And it's still getting better. It's still every year it's getting better.
And I think that holds true to Clair too.
Exactly. All the, I mean, all the Great Lakes.
Giant Lakes. Yes.
St. Lawrence, St. Clair, Erie, Superior, all the Great Lakes. Everywhere there's zebra mussels and gobies, the fish are multiplying and getting better.
We catch young smallmouth that are three and a half pounds.
Yeah.
And you can tell, they're only a year and a half old. And I'm like, that's,
wait, how can you tell?
You can just tell.
Check their license.
They have like smaller mouths.
Back in the bumper.
Different builds. Like, you catch enough of them, you can just tell.
I still don't understand how you can, I'm being serious. How
you can know, like, like their whole mouth structure is smaller. Like, they're smaller, stouter fish. It's like how I want to describe them. I just call them lake fish, but
interesting. I know what you mean.
Yeah, you'll catch a big long one sometimes that's just got a huge mouth for a small mouth. That's an old fish.
Right. Those are the kind I catch for real. The long thin ones.
Yeah, their lips are like bigger, the bigger mouth, longer fish, sometimes bigger tail. But you'll see these just like pristine little really small mouth, smaller tail, but just round, you know, 3 pound or 3.5 pound. It's like a young fish. It's growing fast.
Interesting. I know what you mean. Like one of those Bill Dance F-12s or whatever.
Exactly.
And I mean, that was 7 years ago I first said that. And like, now it's like insane.
It's definitely getting
better. All those ones are big now. That's what I'm saying.
Him and like JP and I, 7 years ago,
I was like, these are young fish. Now those are 5 pounders.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting.
A 20 fish day back in the day, 15 years ago, whatever, you know, 20 years ago, like that was a big day. And we've gotten, you know, live scopes helped, our baits. I mean, we were fishing before Kitex. When Kitex came in, you're blasting fish like crazy.
What the heck?
You saw that. And then Maxent comes out. It goes wild.
The Ned rig was insane.
But the fish are, there was more fish for sure. There's more and bigger fish all throughout the Great Lakes. And it just keeps getting better. The weights keep going up in tournaments every year.
It's crazy. Like 15 years. Go back to the legendary Ed Bones days of the, that's kind of when the, you know, the local tournament angling, guys like that on the big lake.
Yeah. The big lake shootout.
Yeah. And then think about the weights then, Ryan. 15 pounds was pretty big.
15 in the summer, 15 pounds would win often. When I was, even when I first started fishing tournaments out there, 2012, 2013, like.
And we got some of those guys signed up.
Now that ain't going to help. 15 ain't going to do it.
Some of those old school hammers are signed up for this.
Well, no, that's great. I'd love to see that.
We need more of them. Fishing with one of them. We need more of them. We need everyone. You guys asked for this. It's happening.
Yep.
Who are you partnered with, Ryan?
Fishing. Ross Tornabene.
Oh, with Ross.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And yeah. Ross was dominating, you know, 10, 15 years ago, like just winning all the time. And I was fishing a lot of those, and it was like 16, 17. In the spring, you would get a 20. Every
He's an expert sight fisherman.
He's very good at that. Yeah.
He can see fish with his ears.
Yes. Yeah. He's obsessed with it.
It's, yeah.
I mean, he's very good at it. But all those tournaments were, you'd see a 20 when the ponds first opened up, you know, in Indiana, the break wall blew apart and then there's ponds open. Then weights started going up because it's a good spring spot.
Sure.
You start seeing 22, 23 or whatever, but it's still now there's 20 plus pound bags coming out of anywhere. You know, they're the whole zone of the South End.
It's pretty.
Can kick out 20 to 23, 24 pounds.
It's pretty wild.
Chicago has 26. So go fish there.
Okay. He did it from shore once.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Hey, so think about this. August.
9 years ago.
9 years ago, JP.
Yeah.
Oh, 20, wow.
29 pounds. I weighed it on my, the Bubba scale.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
From shore.
Yeah.
You had five fish and went 29?
It was 29. It was
you
like
didn't
26.
Get 29.
You said 26. I remember.
What are you talking? How many other You're pictures. Mixing tequila and vodka.
Yeah. These. It's working.
Yeah.
So it's 29 now.
Yeah.
I'm the legend still.
It's climbing. It's climbing. That's JP Hyde Hip Hop Fisherman.
I'm weighing the fish at the South Shore Bass Open.
That's it.
Come on out. Sign up.
SouthshoreCVA.com?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is that correct? SouthshoreCVA.com is the event website.
And the biggest thing, I wanted to mention a couple of more things about this tournament.
Oh, we ain't done.
I know guys are... I know maybe people from out of town are concerned about coming to the area or whatever. Hammond Marina is a very nice marina.
You mean because of Chirac?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Hammond Marina is super nice. It's very secure. High fences, gated, security, everything. There's, you know, multi-million dollar boats in there. Lots of them. There's a casino right next door. It's a secure venue. And
Hammond, it's the nicest marina around here.
It is. And Hammond is offering up slips for, I believe it's $17 a day. If you want to come and for the whole week of the tournament, for the practice period and the tournament, you can rent a slip for $17 a day.
Yeah,
keep your boat in
not
the water,
even, yeah, leave power, it right there and walk
power,
in.
Plug it in.
Guarded too.
Rig yourself. It's all guarded. You can leave your trailer in the parking lot, go stay at whatever hotel you want.
We had people complaining about traffic for the pre-tournament meeting. They're like, oh, that's going to be the worst traffic ever.
You're going to be there.
Guess what? It's always the worst traffic ever around here. And I'm like, just come. If you're going to be there practicing, you're going to be there.
They'll figure it out.
You might as well get the boat slip deal. You might as well stay at the hotel. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you this is the smart thing to do. And like this local guys are doing the same thing. It's going to be cheaper than paying the boat ramp fee.
Traffic is not bad on the way to the lake, though. Like if you're getting out there at sunrise, you're not going to hit traffic.
Not where the Hammond Marina is located. Not at all.
4:35 in the morning, you're not going to hit traffic. You get out of there, you know, rush hour is always a bitch.
And the hotels in the area are very close to it, where you're not going to hit traffic.
You're not going through downtown Chicago.
We're going to have the sweet banquet for the anglers.
Yep.
For the meeting.
Nice.
Fully catered.
So that's on August 2nd
after the meeting
at the casino.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I mean, this is
we're going to make you feel like a pro. Come on out and fish this. If you're not signed up, sign up now.
So
I'm not playing with
you.
You
bring the whole family, right? Because there's like a carnival too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for the tournament. Yeah.
Is JP doing face painting?
I'm just playing fish.
Okay. No face painting. But no, what's at the carnival for real? I know for evening activities, Horseshoe Casino.
We're gonna have a live DJ. There's gonna be food trucks, there's gonna be boat dealers, tackle dealers, every kind of related to fish games, some kind of games for the kids. I'm not sure what they are yet.
Drinks, awesome. Food. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little party. I don't know if people are aware. It is Lollapalooza weekend, so you're gonna hit traffic everywhere.
Might as well come hang out
at Hammond Marina. Stop that.
JP,
you're not going to hit traffic everywhere around Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah, JP, if you're in the city,
Lollapalooza, if you're at the pop, 35 miles away.
Yeah. I don't know. No one good's playing this.
JP's
anyway,
mixing liquors. But he said a lot of sense before that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. about this event. I mean, I think it's going to be a good old time. Everybody's working hard on it from Cal Sag Bass, that's for sure. Dennis, Brian.
Trying to make something real for us fishermen around.
Because let's face it, this is kind of an armpit of the nation of bassing when it comes to tournaments.
Yeah, just because of the tournaments. But we got the fisheries.
Yeah, now we got the Cal Sag Bass.
Lake Michigan is incredible.
Got the populations. Now we're bringing the derbs back.
Yes.
I like it. Thanks, Dave Figley, for starting this whole deal from the embryo.
His whole plan was to create some tournaments where guys could actually make some money.
And I think it's amazing that it's come from that to now this South Shore Bass Open, where you have sponsors like the South Shore Tourism. Sponsoring the deal. Horseshoe Casino. The city of Hammond, the mayor's buying the whole damn thing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what's going on. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be emceeing the events. That's right before the New York swing of the elites.
Yep.
And man, I think it's going to be good. Okay. So they go to SouthShoreCVA.com.
Yeah.
Sign up. Less than a month.
Yes.
Less than a month.
Yes.
They have till the 29th to sign up.
So. Oh. That's the cutoff.
Yeah, 19 days.
So if Babe Winkleman shows up on the 2nd to the banquet, all sauced up, he ain't signing up.
He can have as many drinks as he wants at the banquet.
He ain't convincing Dennis Bannock to sign up.
And I might throw fists with that guy.
Wow, with Babe?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I don't.
No, JP.
Me and the Babe aren't
What
cool.
is he talking? What did Babe do to you?
Oh, it's in a green room one time. Yeah, no good.
I believe him?
I don't know.
You got a Pete Rose story. I got a Babe Winkleman.
Really? Yeah, Pete Rose don't like me.
Pete Rose held my dad's hand for like 10 minutes while he's trying to get a picture because the camera wouldn't work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Did he tickle
not to you.
Did he tickle his palm when he was holding his hand? That's the Pete Rose I know. Hey, yeah. SouthShoreCVA.com. August 3rd and 4th, the biggest tournament ever to hit the Chicagoland area. If you're around, you live in this area, you're a tournament angler, you should probably be bassing there and your chance at a huge payday.
Yep.
And even if you have an opportunity and you're looking for something fun to do with the whole fam, come on down. Good time for everybody.
One more point for the guys intimidated by the big lake. We're taking off out of Hammond. That's only a mile and a half to the entrance of the Cal Sag.
Okay.
You got all that water,
all that river,
all the Cal Sag hammers. You should be out there fishing.
That's right. Don't be intimidated by it.
This is not the season of Lake Michigan where you're going to have huge weights where you can't compete with largemouth. Largemouth could absolutely compete.
You get a big bag in Lake Cal. Come on.
Yeah. Joe Zahner.
Largemouth. Buzz Bait. Yo, come on. Be a factor. In this tournament.
20 pound bag. Tony Flores, sign up.
All they got to do is go fish Clun's spot.
That's right.
Just go fish Clun's spot.
Clun's spot with Clun's bait.
Wind it.
Calling you out.
Clun's mentality.
Boom. Who else calling out, JP? Who's not signed up?
Who's some of the other guys not signed up? A lot of the Cal Sag hammers aren't signed up. They're think largemouth aren't going to play. They can
These
play.
Guys aren't used to paying any sooner than 10 minutes before. The
yeah, they're holding out. Their sponsor money didn't come in yet. Soon as that, why are you messing with Fighter's chatterbait rod over there?
Is Larry Fenzel signed up? Larry, you better.
Fenzel's
be
not signed
up.
He's gonna sign up the Fenzel. Day before the tournament.
Yeah, he'll roll in. Yeah,
he's
he'll try
sign up the day of the cutoff.
29.
Who else we got? Carlos Thomas, are you signed up? Yeah, you're not signed up.
Yeah,
no, you're not.
Glenn Danzig, are you signed up?
Yep. Ed Sawinski.
Yeah, Eddie Redbud,
get signed up.
Sign up.
John Nowacki.
Gene Simmons, where are you at?
John Nowacki, where are you at?
Harry Schmerler, where are you? All you Southside staples.
I know James Lindner said he was going to come down.
Yeah, we didn't call James. Text James. Let's text James.
Text him.
You want to text James?
Let's
right
name
now?
Some pros that aren't signed.
Where's Choder? Should text James.
Do it.
Hey, guys, South Shore, CBA.
Yep.
Ryan, who's winning it?
Bass Galaxy.
Ryan, we already know who won it.
Ryan, who
it's won? Already won.
Who won? Oh,
Captain Ralph Steiger.
He's got
winner of the first ever.
Should I just do the announcement now?
Yeah. Just do it now.
All right, we're doing stupid shit. All right. Hey, we got to give away the tin cup fun box to the door, right? JP, well, they sent it to me. JP, you want to give it away?
I hope I didn't drink it all.
No, you didn't. JP, they sent me the winner. I'm going to send it to you. You ready?
I can't read my phone.
Oh, you can't?
It's recording me.
Oh, well, let's try. See what happens.
It's one of the cameras.
How do you copy and paste?
I think, yeah, control C.
Control Alt Delete. Okay. Tell me if you can see that. Yeah, I texted James Linder too, but he hasn't texted back yet.
All right. Winner of the fun pack, Bill O'Leary's.
Bill O'Leary's. O'Leary's. You are the winner of the Tin Cup Whiskey Fun Pack.
Bill O.
JR. Fantasy. Yeah. At the Stray Cast, direct message on Facebook. And Luke Foley, the Whiskey Gypsy, is going to get you a box of fun to your door. JP, it was great to have you back in the studio again.
Oh, thanks. It's crammed back here. It's like a weird little hobbit.
James likes it. Like,
yeah, still, spot. All the hand cream is
free. Gingy, really, where are you at? Ginge. Where's the ginger?
Why is there so much lotion?
Ginge, he's cyberbullying you.
Put it in the basket.
That's for when Ike's on.
Yeah. Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. It's been another exciting episode. I wanted Andy to come on for the end. Where's Andy?
Andy? JP found your motion.
Andy, are you there?
Yeah.
He's Andy. Andy, they're on your lake tomorrow.
I know. I'm excited to watch.
They're on your pond.
What would you do if you were in that tournament tomorrow? What's your first spot?
Yeah, where are you going, Andy?
Well, I can't say.
Yeah, well, you could. Yeah, that's not.
That's information, right?
We're not fishing,
but we're not telling them.
Would you? Current?
It's a weird spot. I only know it by like a name I made up for it. So
yeah,
is it Waypoint 3024? Well, yeah,
so I knew he wasn't going to see, because first of all, that's information. He knows it's not information. It's internet shit. And then second off, Andy ain't ever given up a damn spot.
I know.
Why
I'll take you there, Ryan. I'll show you on the water.
Trying to get you to lie to me.
It's called this spot, One Big Rock.
Andy, you're on vacation next week, right?
Three Sisters, Blue Balls.
So Ryan and I are going to do a live. There's Three Sisters and Blue Balls. You're right. Those are both spots.
Dead Dog.
Dead Dog is another spot. You're right. Yeah. Spot. Those are all famous local spots. So Ryan and I are going to do a live from the water, Chinch.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try and do something. We'll figure it out. And then we're going to have elite guys call us on FaceTime and tell us what to throw.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. And then next time when you're in town, you could produce it correctly after Ryan and I screw it up.
Perfect.
But anyway, this has been another Andrew Ellenberger Ginger Ninja production.
Getting loose.
Getting wild. JP, good to see you.
I'm back here.
Ryan Whitaker, you're awesome. And this is still a thin raft of bassin that we sail. But it's a fun ship, isn't it?
It's a fun ship.
It's a fun ship. And you know why it's fun? The good folks at White River Knife helped to make it fun for us, as well as Omnia Fishing. Don't forget about the Pistol Pete Prispiora Premium Pro app. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppered Premium Pro Prispiora.
Yes, he did.
At OmniaFishing.com. The good people at Sims Fishing, thank you, Patterson. We love you. All you good people over at Sims. We're jacked up on Bob's Jack Plates.
I like your pocket tee.
Thanks. It is a pocket tee. It's for my cigarettes if I smoked them.
Is that where your cools go?
Yeah, if I smoked darts, they would go here.
Do you know who makes Maxent?
Berkeley Fishing.
Berkeley.
I like how you did that. JP, go ahead. Keep going.
That shit's awesome.
Keep going. JP loves the Max.
You know who makes the Revo?
It's right here. The new Revo Premier. Yeah, iCast release.
I'm going to.
You going to fondle this? You going to fondle it? You going to fondle it? Hey, Impulse Lithium. Ryan Whitaker, you are now proud owner of Impulse Lithium products as well. Tin Cup, thank you for the giveaway. I see clearly now that the rain is gone and Waterland shades keep the sun out of my eyes. Crestliner Boats, thanks for keeping us afloat. I'm Pat Renwick, Ryan Whitaker, JP High, and Andrew Ellenberger, the Ginger Ninja. We'll see you next week. Bass Galaxy, I bid you peace, and peace, I bid you. We're out of here. JP, your shadow looks cool right now.
What's that now?
Shadow looks cool.
Cool.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Straight Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace.